This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومواله. We continue our theme توجيهات أخلاقية من التجارب اليومية. Moral guidance from everyday experiences. We begin by reflecting on a verse of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa speaks about those who are actively involved and then those who are purely critical of those who are involved. Those who may not be involved but who are armchair critics, they are not equal. Though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards each one according to the efforts and the deeds, and Allah says, لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم فضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين درجة وكل وعد الله الحسنى وفضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين أجرا عظيما. Here Allah speaks about those who strive, whether it be on the battlefield or whether it be in the promotion of the faith or promotion of goodness or in the charity or in the efforts of enhancing the community or striving and struggling for what is good and just. Never can those who are sitting back and observing be equal to those who are directly involved in the engagement. And in this comparative verse, Allah makes reference to those among the people of faith who strive actively in comparison to those who may not strive actively. And of course, excused are those who are unable to be able to engage because of some other impediments. But Allah certainly prefers those who are actively engaged over those who sit passively doing nothing. I wish to focus on the armchair critics, of which there are very many. Because in today's ever-connected world, easily accessible to social media, where anybody can be touched with everybody, criticism is very cheap and criticism is everywhere. And those who are tend to be most critical are those who are not to be found when serious work is to be done, but of course they're ever vociferous in finding words and time for condemnation and for criticism. If you spend any time at all on the social media or on the blogosphere, you will find multitudes of critics. Critics who are skilled at turning the smallest non-issue into the biggest issues of the day. Not only that, since social media is a global phenomenon, the critic can convey his or her criticism to the whole wide world on the World Wide Web at the press of a button. You see, it is very easy to be a critic. But it's far more challenging to be an activist. Activists are like builders. And negative critics, of course, criticism is important, but I'm talking about negative critics. Those, they are like demolishers. Activists are like builders. Negative critics are like demolishers. It takes builders a decade to build a city. It takes demolishers one bomb blast to destroy a city. You can rebuild a city in a month, you can't maybe build it in a day, but you can destroy it in a moment. As I mentioned, it does not mean that we don't accept or are not open to criticism, not at all. There are those who provide constructive criticism, and this is very important. We need this in our lives, which is highly appreciated. They are those who ensure that they provide advice without deliberately causing resentment. There are those who say something because it may benefit. They don't just merely say something to find fault, but rather say something in order to perhaps make a correction, to find a resolution, or to find ways and avenues of improvement. But when we do give criticism, even if it's legitimate criticism, Sufyan al-Thawri, Ittaba' al-Tabi'in, one of the great jurists and luminaries of Islam, Sufyan al-Thawri advised us. He said, لا يأمر بالمعروف وينهى عن المنكر إلا ما كانت في خصال ثلاث. It is necessary for any person who desires to give advice, to correct, to rectify, to do what is right, to advise what is right, to have three characteristics and qualities. Rafiqun bima ya'mur, rafiqun bima yanha, adlun bima ya'mur, adlun bima yanha, alimun bima ya'mur, alimun bima yanha. It is necessary for a person who desires to establish what is right and forbid what is wrong, to rectify, to correct, to improve, that in giving his criticism or his perspective or his advice, he must be kind in the way he does it or she does it, must be knowledgeable about a matter. Sometimes people give criticism out of ignorance. And they must be just and fair in how they do it. They can't criticize you for something which you do, but not themselves or anyone else for doing the same thing. Because sometimes criticism, negative criticism, is purely fault-finding. So be kind, be knowledgeable, and just when you rectify any person, whether you approve or disapprove, be just, kind, and knowledgeable. We learn from all of this that our criticism should always be constructive. And constructive criticism can only come truly when it emanates from a sincere heart. It must be conveyed in a positive manner. A manner which wishes to uplift rather than to insult, to improve rather than to condemn, to inspire rather than to belittle. May Allah grant us the capacity to take criticism when people give it to us and take it in good faith. But at the same time, more importantly, when we give criticism, make sure we are knowledgeable, kind, and just in how we convey it and in what we say, but also may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that it emanates from a sincere and a pure heart so that the person you're advising is improving rather than feeling insulted. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.